Bible has always taught what science is now showing. There's a strong link between stress, bitterness, and many types of disease. Join Gloria Copeland on today's Believer's Voice of Victory for a message of freedom. Forgive and be healed.
Hallelujah. Today we're settling in on the healing. We're going to go to the scripture and see what it says about healing. In the same way we do that today, you can settle in on peace or prosperity or whatever the need is in your life, if you have any, or your children's life, and pass that heritage on to your loved ones. So let's look at some scriptures on divine health. In Proverbs, I think I read this, but in Proverbs 14:29 in the New Living scripture, it says, a relaxed attitude lengthens life. Isn't that an interesting scripture? What does that mean? That means you live longer if you're peaceful. If you're full of strife and unrest, it doesn't tend to long life. If you're uptight and tense, it doesn't tend to long life. But that's Proverbs 14:29 and 30. But a relaxed attitude, a peaceful attitude, and that's the fruit of the Spirit, peace is, so it belongs to us, lengthens life. You could say a faith attitude. No stress, no strife. How do you get out of stress? You believe God. You refuse to be under stress. How do you get out of strife? You forgive if you have aught against any. And you walk in love. Love is a great portion of our healing. You walk in love. If you're walking in love, you're not walking in stress or strife. Because it says love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Now, when you start getting your feelings hurt, you're out of love, you're getting touchy, and you're getting resentful, and you're thinking everybody's doing me wrong. And if you stay that way very long, first thing you know, you'll be having symptoms of sickness and disease. It's just the truth. I think even medical science would tell you that. People that are have no rest, uneasy, a fear, they're full of fear, and unloveliness. Many people are full of hate. They're not going to be healthy and full of joy. You can't walk in two places at one time. So walk in love, and you'll be in a good place. That is amazing to me. The Lord is so far out good and wonderful and smart. He gave us one thing to keep us intact. The love, well, he gave us more than that. But the main thing is we walk in love. When we get upset, we get an unforgiveness, our strife with, you know, over one thing or another, that lets sickness and disease in. But when we walk in love, let's just say somebody does you wrong and you forgive them. You just went free. What do you care what they say or do? Just forgive. That's what the Bible says. I think I've already said it. But if you have anything against anybody, forgive them. Does that settle the issue? So you might have been in a relationship of some kind. You might have had parents that weren't good to you. You might have had brothers and sisters that cheated you out of this thing or the other. Well, if you're in strife, you're open to every evil work. And that's the worst thing they could do to you is get you in strife. Because now you're open to problems. You're open to the curse. So what we learn to do, you and me, all of us, we learn to forgive if we have aught against any, and we go free. We don't have to deal with it. We can just forgive. Glory to God. People fight over money. They fight over this. They fight over that. We don't have to do that. Glory. We have a provider. We have a Savior. We have someone that takes care of us. Glory to God. And if somebody does us wrong, it won't hurt us. It won't hurt us. Somebody talks ugly about you, what does it hurt? Forgive. Just remember that part. Forgive, one, if you have aught against any. 8 words. That'll keep you in the love of God, and it'll keep you in the blessing. So if you want to cut your life short, be a worrier are uptight all the time about one thing or another. You know, a lifestyle of being uptight is very dangerous to your health and your life and not having peace. You and I, when we were born again, we're born again to have peace. That's where we do well. We excel in peace, and that's the way we're supposed to be walking. So we believe we receive when we pray, whether it's money or healing or whatever. And we take it when we pray and we receive it. We take it, glory to God. And so we don't get uptight about things. Things come up every once in a while that are big things, you know, particularly the ministry when you've got 400 and something people working for you and you know, you've got millions of dollars in television bills that happen all the time and whatever. You got to believe God. You can't be afraid. And whatever it is in your life that seems so big to you, it's not big to God. I mean, God could pay every television bill in the world 3 times a month over, and it wouldn't dent his capital. Amen? We got to remember who we're dealing with. And in our healing, he can heal a cancer as easily as he can heal a headache. You're not dealing with natural. You're dealing with supernatural power of the living God who created everything you'll ever see in this earth, who has power always. He has power to do whatever we need. But he has to have our, he doesn't have to. Normally it takes our cooperation with the Word of God, with faith. We have to take it. Healing belongs to us. Prosperity belongs to us. Psalm 91 says, no evil, among other great things, no evil or plague shall come near our tent. Symptom of sickness and disease tries to come on you, say no you don't. Or if there's one on you now, stand against it. Command it to go. Get the healing scriptures. Put them in your eyes and your ears and your mouth. It's good to do that when you're feeling good. Hallelujah. Stand for healing. Though if the first sign of any symptom or sickness and disease, don't let medicine be your first thought. Let God's medicine be your first thought. Go to the scripture. Have a list of healing scriptures ready and get on it and say, no, no. After you go through those scriptures, say, no sickness, no pneumonia, no, you're not coming on me. No, you're not coming on me. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. See, you've already been bought and paid for. He's already healed you. He bore himself your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes, you were healed. If you were healed, you are healed. Now get that into your heart, into your eyes, into your ears, down in your heart, and keep it there with the Word of God. And at the first sign of anything, hit that word. But even when you feel good, make it a habit to say, thank you, Lord, that I've been redeemed. Thank you, Lord, that I never have sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have that so-and-so thing that I used to have. I don't have that anymore. I don't have it anymore, Lord, because you healed me. Hallelujah. When you start, if your body should start feeling weak, start talking strong. Talk strength to your body. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God gives me strength. Hallelujah. I have strength for all things. I am empowered to do whatever I need to do in Jesus' name. You know what it really takes? It really takes a renewed mind. You know how you get a renewed mind? You get in the Word. You put it in your eyes, your ears, get it in your heart, and you say it with your mouth, and you take action. Now, 1 Peter, I like this scripture in 1 Peter, and it's 3, verse 8. 1 Peter 3, 8. Finally, in verse 8, I'm going to read the Amplified. Finally, all of you should be of one mind, and the same mind, united in spirit, sympathizing with one another, loving each other as brethren of one household. That's how we should treat one another. Compassionate and courteous, tender-hearted, and humble. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, scolding and tongue lashing or berating, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, happiness. If someone's done evil to you, in other words, here's what you do. You pray for their welfare. You say, well, I don't want to do that. It didn't ask you if you wanted to. It just said do it. Pray for their welfare, happiness, and protection. What happens? Let's say somebody's suing you and it's totally unjust and you've gotten out of this lawsuit and you're in situation and you're mad and unforgiving toward them. What happens? Well, if you get in the same thing with them, you're not going to have help from heaven. You have to do what heaven says in order to walk in the blessing of heaven. And this says, pray for their welfare, happiness, and protection, and truly pitying and loving them. For know that to this you have been called. We've been called to walk in love, forgive. That you may yourselves inherit a blessing from God, and that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, and bringing welfare and happiness and protection. Now, I like this one. Listen to this. For let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days keep his tongue from evil and his lips from guile. I want to enjoy life and see good days. I don't want sick days. I don't want poor days. I don't want cursed days. I don't want to be under the curse. I want to enjoy life and see good days. So I must keep my tongue free from evil. We need to talk right. It's important what we say because, you know, the Bible says out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So if you're having trouble with your mouth, check what you've been putting into your heart. We should be talking good things. We should be talking the blessing. We should not be talking the curse, our fear, our doubt, our lack. But we should be, if we want to see good days, we have to talk good. Now, isn't that what it says? Keep his tongue from evil and his lips. If he wants to see good days, keep his tongue from evil. So you could say down here in Texas, if you want to see good days, talk right. Don't be talking unlovely things, negative things, bad things. Don't be talking fear things, doubt things. Talk good things. Talk the word of God. And verse 11 says, let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. If you want to see good days, turn away from wickedness and shun it. You can't have both. Let him do right and let him search for peace. On down, I skipped a little bit, but it says, do not merely desire peaceful relations with God, but with your fellow men and with yourself, but pursue and go after them. So that's walking in love. Somebody does you wrong, forgive them. And what happens? You go free. What happens to them? Oh, they're not my problem. I'm my problem. I've got to walk in love. Forgive. What does the Bible say? Forgive if you have aught against any. If you have anything against anybody, forgive. Why would the Lord tell you to do that when you're the one that's right? Because if you don't do that, even though you're right, now you're wrong. I don't think I can say that again. But you get the message. Now you're not walking in love. Got you out of love. Now you're peace and harmony, your blessings in danger. Do not merely deserve peaceful relations with God, but with your fellow men and with yourself, and pursue and go after them. This is no joking matter. People are done wrong, and it's bad. Somebody, you know, did bad things, stole from them, took something, did something bad, terrible to them. And then that person that was mistreated gets in strife and unforgiveness. And that's the worst thing that's happened yet. Unforgiveness and strife keeps the blessing from working in your life. You say, yeah, but I'm not the one that did wrong. Well, you made a mistake when you got it unforgiveness and you didn't walk in love. That's our commandment. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, if you just do that, it'd free up so much things in your life. When somebody does you wrong, forgive them. And what happens? Well, you're free. What happens to them? Well, we don't know. They're not our problem. Forgive if you have aught against any. that will bring peace to your life and make it a habit. Ken and I, you know, we've been mistreated by different people in the press and so on. We just forgave them. And we don't even remember what their name was. We forgave them. What does that do? That sets us free. That sets you free. Forgive if you have aught, in other words, anything against any. That's love too. Love forgives, glory to God, if it has aught against any. Do not merely desire peaceful relations with God, but with your fellow men and with yourself, but pursue it. You know, this works at home too. Listen to this church, got quiet. If you get in a little spat, which you shouldn't if you know better, you do know better. But say, forgive me, I apologize, I shouldn't have said that. Forgive each other. I mean, two people living together for 50 or 60 years, you know, you probably have a few words. But don't do it. Endeavor not to do it. If you do it, what do? You make it right. You forgive. Say, I'm sorry. I should not have said that. I apologize. We've got our little Emily, the little Kelly's little baby. When she says or does something wrong, she apologize. Well, she's got that right. She apologized. I don't know if she knows, has a clue what it means or not, but she apologized. She knows when she does something wrong or bad, she apologized. Well, that's the way we should be. We should be quick to forgive, slow to take offense. Don't take offense. When we take offense, now we're messing ourselves up. And just as long as it's something they did to us, we walk in love and we believe God. If it's really a serious problem, we believe God to handle it for us. But we don't have to hold it against the people that do it. Amen? Glory to God. Oh, some of those articles they used to write about Ken and me, I guess they think we're old now. They don't bother Seymour so much. But what do we have to do? We had to forgive them. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, those who are upright and right standing with God, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. Now, he's just said, forgive, turn away from wickedness, and let him turn to God and to peace, and have peaceful relations with God and, he says, fellow men. So this keeps, if we'll do that and we'll walk in love, we'll forgive. We won't hold things against people. Even if they did us wrong, we forgive them. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. So I want him to be listening when I pray, don't you? So I'm going to be a forgiver. I'm not going to hold things against anybody. I'm going to forgive them. What does that cost me? Nothing. I just forgive. I just relinquish my right to be upset, to be mad, to retaliate. I forgive. The Lord is the face of the Lord, but the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil, to oppose them, to frustrate them, to defeat them. First Peter said, of course, if we want to up there earlier, he said, if you want to see good days and enjoy life, what do? It says, if you want to see good days, you keep your tongue from evil. Say good things. Don't say bad things. You keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking treachery or deceit or lies. And you turn away from wickedness and shun it and let him do right and let him search for peace. And what do you get? The blessing. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous to bless them. Glory to God. His ears are attended to the prayer, the people who do what's right. We get to have and enjoy life. When you're in strife, you're not enjoying life. Somebody might have really done you wrong, and now you're mad and you're upset, and it's the first thing you think about in the morning, last thing you think about at night. Who's getting punished here? You are. They don't even know what you're thinking. Walk in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Amen? That's why the Lord tells us to walk in love. That's our commandment. Why did he give us that commandment? Why couldn't we retaliate? Because he wants things to go well with us. He wants us to be blessed. He wants to be able to do us good. So what do? We forgive if we have aught against any. Glory to God. Amen. So anybody that's done you wrong and you're still harboring it, forgive. Somebody does you wrong, forgive. Just say, I'm not going to hold that against them. I forgive them. Lord, help them. I pray for them. Show them what to do. Help them. I forgive them. What did I do? I went free. Hallelujah. What did you do when you did that? You went free. Amen. And that's important to our healing. I'm telling you, you get into strife and resentment, it's not healthy. Things will start going wrong in your body. But Jesus himself bore our sicknesses, the Bible says, and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. We are in a state of healing because of what Jesus did for us. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
My name is Sue Ratka. I'm from Hastings, Minnesota. I have been a partner with KCM for many years. I don't even remember the first year, but it's a long time. And I came to a Kenneth Copeland conference. I was so affected by the Holy Spirit outpouring of love that came from Kenneth and Gloria and many others who were also speaking that I wanted to be a part of that. So I was attacked with rheumatoid arthritis in 1995, and it's a very debilitating disease. It's a chronic disease that, according to the medical world, is not a curable disease. And that just wasn't good enough, and it kept getting worse, however, and I was praying, etc. But then after being here and going to Gloria's Healing School, I realized, wow, I don't have to put up with this anymore. And I just stood on his word as Gloria and Kenneth preached and refused to budge from that, and God is faithful. He himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, and I just saw it all on the back of Jesus. I saw his joints all gnarled up and his feet and hands and body attacked with it, because he was when he received those 39 stripes. One of those was for rheumatoid arthritis, and he took it away. And now I don't have it anymore, because he had it and took it back into the pit of hell. And then after the healing school, I could tell a big difference. I knew something big had happened. And I went up and I gave a testimony at that time and said, I know this disease is out the window, and it doesn't even have a chance in my body anymore. And so I've still been taking just minimal amounts of medication, and now I've gone back and blood tests are just totally normal. So praise God. It was progressive, and I could tell there was a huge amount of this that was just eradicated completely through the prayers. And then it continued to just lessen and lessen and lessen until I had absolutely no pain at all. And so I'm just praising God constantly for healing me. And I made some dietary changes too. And this has just been the victory of Jesus Christ. We've been claiming the word as far as Kenneth teaches a lot about writing the declarations and then praying over that and the scripture and then putting it up on your fridge or someplace that you'll see it. So we have about 7 or 8 declarations on our fridge right now, most of which have all taken place. For example, 3.5 years ago, my husband was laid off at the position he had. And I'll never forget the day he came home, he said, you know, I will never have a job as good as this again. And I said, you're right, honey, you're going to have a better one. And we called up Kenneth Copeland Ministries. They prayed with us, led us to Psalm 112. And we stood on that psalm every day. And within 5 to 6 weeks maximum, it was probably a little less than that, he had 2 tremendous job offers. It was difficult to even decide which one. They were both so magnificent. And that was all God. And we've praised him constantly for that. Jesus is the reason I am so happy, because he is life. And he is life abundantly. And he has brought us life abundantly. And Kenneth Copeland Ministries has brought us new revelations and ministered that life to us. and we are enjoying the blessing without measure. One of the verses we stand on constantly in our family, thanks be to God who gives us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that victory through Jesus. The victory is ours.
God's Word is your lifeline to a healthier, longer, stronger, and more fulfilled life. Reach out and receive His promise for your healing and start living the life you've dreamed of. The Lifeline Series, Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, gives you the tools to stand and believe in faith for the answers you need to get healed and stay well. The plan includes daily readings for the morning and evening, scripture cards, worship music, and teaching videos. Take the medicine of God's Word, so powerful it can cure anything. Follow God's prescription for your healing in the RX brochure. This quick reference list of Bible scriptures will fill your heart with the truth. Realize God's desire is for you to walk in divine health, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. Take hold of the total healing and wellness God has for you through faith in His Word. Order Kenneth Copeland Ministries' Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit and the RX Scripture Brochure today for only $19.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. Saturate your life with the truth about God's desire for you to walk in divine health. For an additional 10% off, order your copies online. Be sure to order today.
When Jesus sent His disciples out to heal the sick, He told them to say this, say, the kingdom of God has come near you. So that tells us that healing is evidence of God's kingdom in operation. Romans 14, 17 says that the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And this is easy to see, but people who don't forgive others, they don't have much peace and they sure don't have much joy. So now you can begin to see how forgiving others is so key to experiencing healing, which is part of the kingdom of God. And if you need to forgive someone, you can do it right now, wherever you are. Your Father in heaven has forgiven you of everything. So you can forgive anything just like He has. So if you need help doing that, you can call our prayer line. Somebody will come into agreement with you and you will see good things as a result in your life. Thanks for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.